This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
All right, 7:48, 12 till 8 here on WWL. We were scheduled to talk to Larry Carter, who is the president of the Louisiana Federation of Teachers, about a pay raise. And as I understand it, we're having a hard time getting a hold of him. I can't see what you're telling me. What are you telling me? Do we have him or don't we? We do have Larry Carter. All right. Larry Carter joins us now, president of Louisiana Federation of Teachers. How you doing, Larry?
Good morning, Tommy. Good morning.
Let's talk about Amendment 2 failing and what that means for a Louisiana teacher pay raise.
Yes. Well, for Louisiana pay raise right now, with that amendment failing, it's just like every year. It's uncertain now, even more so, because, again, I think I said last time, there was nothing in the governor's legislative budget that spelled out that that supplemental pay would be guaranteed for teachers and school employees. So with it failing, we don't know. We're actually getting ready to kind of start talking about what we have to at least fight for in the legislative session again. So it's once again, every single year, we're going hoping that a now temporary supplement will at some point become a permanent pay raise for school employees and teachers. So that's our journey every single year. We're going back and fighting for a pay raise.
Let's go back to Amendment 2. If it had passed, that would have done what?
It would have turned that supplement into a permanent pay, that $2,000 for teachers. It would have turned it into a permanent pay raise as opposed to it being a supplement, meaning it could now become a permanent part of teachers and school employee salaries, and it could not be taken away. Now, at any point, if there's a budget shortfall, the governor and the legislature could say, we don't have enough money to pay it, so it goes away. So that means there would be a reduction in take-home pay for teachers and school employees.
So it would have been codified had the amendment passed. Now we're back to having, what, no stipend in this year's budget? So there would be, in essence, a pay cut, or what?
Yes. In fact, we're waiting to see if there is another way in which the legislature and the governor will find monies to actually keep the supplemental pay, the stipend, and it's uncertain right now. There's a rationale we're hearing that if there's ways to move monies from other areas, that the governor and legislature could, at least for next year, pay that supplement again. But then the following year, it would be uncertain again. But if that amendment had passed, that money would have been realized and it would have actually been able to make those supplements permanent.
So where do you go from here with the legislature? Are you in contact with legislators that are going to propose this as, what would it be, an amendment to the budget, or what's the process here?
That's what we're trying to find out. I know there's appropriations and the finance committees that are meeting this week. We're waiting to see what decisions will be made in terms of, budget allocations. And it could be that it may be a charge from the legislature to the governor to actually find monies from other places and keep that supplement. So it will probably have to be an amendment to the budget or some additional funds recognized for that particular purpose.
So as it stands now, just so I get this right, if nothing is done, teachers will be looking at a pay cut from last year?
That's correct. They will have less take-home pay than they did the year before.
And do you have any, how much per teacher is, can you break
it
down?
Yes, it will be 2,000. It will be 2,000 less for teachers and 1,000 less for all support employees.
All right. So you'll keep us posted on what happens next?
Yes. We certainly will.
What are you hearing from the teachers in the union if nothing's done?
It's right now, we haven't been hearing, to be honest. We're going to be doing a survey again to kind of poll that and kind of see where that stands. I know every time we've done a survey every single year leading into the session, we had one started probably around September, and it just ended last week. And the number one priority for us is pay and compensation. And it polls right around 92%.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
I hope you stay in touch, and we'll see what happens, because I think we all need to value our teachers, and I don't think anybody wants to take a $2,000 pay cut. 7:54, 6 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student-athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.